Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was doing some articles. Actually, Steve had brought this to my attention, and I was reading a particular article that was sent to me. And, I forget the general that was over Afghanistan. There was actually several of them. There's one of them wrote a book. And he was saying, how they progressed to different things. And I've talked about it before. But the last thing that they progressed to understanding how to defeat the enemy was to take your time to understand what's going on.
Hmm. Was that Petraeus you're talking about?
No. That wouldn't be Petraeus. But anyway, so they has a different novel going on. And so, they just went into this mindset, first, like, let's just do this thing. And then they realized that's not going to work. Then let's try this. And it didn't work. Let's do this. And they eventually said, let's just find out why people are doing what they're doing.
Right.
That's so important. And when you look at what's happening, and we've been talking about it on VFN TV, I mean, where else are you going to hear what you're hearing? I mean, where else?
That's
every
right.
single day, Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but also right there on the Gulf Coast in the glory zone,
that's right?
You're finding out. You can take your time. Just pause for a moment from all the tragedy that means nothing with no resolutions, on those networks. There's no, you can't resolve anything there. It's just problems. And then, and just listen, because we got to understand what's happening. And in this particular article, if you don't know this or not, almost 100 years to the day, 100 years to a day where they, Islam, made a commitment to come against Israel, come against America and the West, almost 100 years to the day. And we're going to show this in just a moment. They went to a church in Washington, D.C. and had, Islamic prayers right there. They had the prayer right there in the Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady comes up. You'll see this lady. She comes in. She goes, this is a Christian church. That's Jesus on the Christ. This is Jesus. We let you build. You built, your mosque in the nation. But this is a Christian church. And they had let them in the cathedral in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. Mm-hmm. But it was 100 years to the day. So, but in that particular article, they referenced, and by the way, take your time to find out what, and that's what we try to do is reference everything that we're saying so you can go find it out. But this universal proclamation to all the people of Islam was written in 1915. And it's printed, and we'll make this available to you or at least link it. And it's published by the National Society of Defense. And in this particular fatwa, is what it really is, which is a declaration of holy war. It specifically says, if you're a loyal, Muslim, understanding that you think a caliphate, which is the government, is supposed to be a religious government, and it's supposed to be an Islamic religious government, and all the laws are from the Quran, and you that's what you believe. And then you have the leaders, and you read this, the leaders are saying, you're just like an infidel. If you don't stand up and fight with all your resources, if you don't stand up and do something and take someone out, you're the reason why that we're weak. You're the reason why. And he starts naming all these different nations that had taken over. But you can go through this whole aspect of it. And they're not creating this stuff in their own head. This is not something that somebody just got to say, I want to be mean or something. Mm-hmm. They're actually being religious. They're being religious because every word for word, and I have it highlighted right here. I don't know if you can see that right there, but it just, again, as I was reading, I'm thinking, my goodness, this is exactly what's going on. This is written in 1915, which is 100 years, which also, we'll make a link for this as well for you, but when they went, I don't know if it was Benghazi or when the FBI did a raid, maybe it was in John's neighborhood in Jersey, I can't remember where it was. But they found this paperwork in there that was talked about the project. I don't know. Well, we can tell you exactly. You can find out. We'll make a link where you can watch it. Right? And, that means you got a revelation. And so welcome to the program.
Hey.
And this project talked about 100 years. It was a 100-year project of unfolding to do this, for Islam to be able to do this. And think about it. It's just shocking. Here we are. We're at the 100-year mark. We're at the 100-year mark, and right now at the 100-year mark, first I want you to see this, because so many people said, finally, we got, you know, because we voted the right people in, then government's handled now.
Right.
But guess who this new government invited in to be able to pray to, who they dedicated to the laws, who make laws for our country? Guess who? I want you to pull. Are you ready for this?
The Congress prayer?
Yeah, the congressional prayer. When you watch this imam come in and he gives prayer right there in front of the speaker, and he prays to Allah over our government. That's where our government, you know, and it's a government by the people, for the people. So our representatives, you know, said, come on, and we want to just, you know, we're going to, despite the election, when the people saying we don't want to go that direction, guess what they did? They went ahead and brought it right in front of everybody's face, and most people don't even know that. You've got to see it. I want you to see this, and then we'll go to break. Take a look now.
The prayer will be offered today by our guest chaplain, Iman Hamad Shibli, Islamic Society of Central New Jersey, Monmouth Junction, New Jersey.
Peace and the blessings of Allah be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher, the sustainer of the world. The most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Guide us to the straight path. The God of all the prophets and the messenger says in the Quran, he does not place a responsibility on you greater than you can bear. Everyone will receive the good they have earned, and vice versa. Let us pray. O God, bless us as we begin a new day. Bless this assembly. Bless the people and nation it represents. O God, at this time in our history, the challenges for our nation and the world are many. O God, grant these men and women the wisdom, the guidance, and the strength to pursue compassion, justice, and sound judgment. O God, in your wisdom, you have placed upon them a great responsibility and honor.
That's enough, Jiminy Cricket. So, you know, you're looking at, you know, everybody has this great confidence in how they voted, but look what our government just did. They just said, you know what, we're still going to dedicate this country to Allah. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring them in. You have to understand, God's a jealous God. You can't just bring some other God in where we make our laws at. This is an all outright spiritual attack on our nation. We got to begin to pray, God, that your kingdom would come to government. I mean, you're looking at this unfolding right now of we just dedicated our laws. We prayed to Allah. Why, understand this. While Israel's surrounded, you know, God's the apple of God's eye, the one that he chose to show his name great, and those who bless Israel get blessed, those who curse Israel will be cursed. We're seeing our president saying we need to organize around, we need to organize the Middle East. We're seeing our president bring in people for the dinners. What's the dinners in the White House?
Iftar
dinners coming in, which is an Islamic celebration. We're looking at people that like CARE and these different things coming in, and the president saying he wants to make the particular tax you know, that you pay in Islam tax deductible, like the nonprofit 501c3, which right here in the 1915 fatwa, it says they have to give a part of that towards this war. I mean, you have to guess why it's not that way. And it's supporting the war that's going on, holy war. And then you're looking at, we're at this 100-year mark. And, you know, Breitbart just said an article November 14th, he said 100 years ago today, and he's talking about the day, guess what? That we let our Christian National Cathedral be host an Islamic prayer to Allah, not to God, not to Jesus, but to Allah, 100 years to the day, which that was the plan. I got the plan right here. I mean, it was available on Breitbart's article here. Dr. Sebastian Gorka writes about it. But he said 100 years ago today, the last caliph, let me put these glasses on so I can see what this thing is. He declared the last jihad against the infidel, which is everybody who's not a loyal Muslim. I mean, that's why you see Muslims killing Muslims, because they don't think that they're loyal enough. And today, this is the first time ever, he writes in his article, that the National Cathedral and the nation capital will be hosting a Muslim prayer. Most Americans will have no idea that as part of World War I, the then caliph of the Ottoman Empire, we talked about that. Hopefully there'll be a related article on that. That the president of Turkey is in, Erdogan, right? Mm-hmm. Because of his hatred towards Israel, his racist towards Israel. That's right. And that's how he got in. This is the Ottoman Empire. So you're looking at the 100-year turn. It was spoken 100 years ago, and now it's coming back, and we gave them an iron curtain. He's writing about in the article. He says, most people don't even know 100 years ago that this was declared a holy war against the infidels, as was his right within the Sharia law and Islamic theory. And you can read about this fatwa, and that's what this is right here, and we'll make it available to you as well. And he said, ignore the original date of 1915 because it's a typo. Actually, it's 1914. Mm. I believe that's what he's saying, which is 100 years to the day. So what are you going to see right here? You're about to see shocking, where you're watching. It's, you know, you think about it. If you have all of these temples or
mosques,
that's where you can pray to your God.
Right.
You know, and you have, you know, Christian, we've got to get over this building thing with the church anyway. You know, it's ecclesia, like, you know, Brother Isaiah was saying, we're the church, you know, right. We keep on defining ourselves by a building. But because we did that, we just put shame on the Lord. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
But they went in there in the national church, basically representation of, you know, found on Judeo-Christian values. Then they go in there and they pray to Allah at 100 years to the day. As a matter of fact, watch this report right now and watch this lady stand up. She just comes in and she's like, and imagine, first of all, she's a lady. Mm. She's not covered, but she's a Christian. And she's coming there going like, that Jesus on the cross, that's who this is. This is not. You have places to be able to have this prayer. Matter of fact, take a look right now.
Christianity.
Jesus Christ died on that cross over there. He is the reason why we are to worship only him. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. We have built and allowed you your mosques in this country.
The woman was reportedly led away, but she continued protesting in another room. The Muslim church service was led by South African Ambassador Ibrahim Rasool. He helped plan the event.
If we continue to do this, it really can have an impact across America in the way that we interact with our neighbors and just our communities.
A member of the Islamic Society of North America called the cathedral a house of prayer for all people.
Hmm. There is no such thing as a Muslim church service. The church is comes from the word, the called out one, the ecclesia. It's like,
wrong.
we have to wake up. We're looking at this end time view of God, which is a wrong view that says, you know, there's many ways to God, but there's only one way to him, is through his son, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He separated all the ideas from the reality of God. And so, from the false realities of these false gods. And so the Episcopal church leaders who agreed to host this Muslim prayer, he goes on to write in this particular article, inside the Washington Cathedral, probably have no idea what happened a century ago in Asia Minor, and that this particular holy war was proclaimed against. And so you're looking at, look at this, look what's happening simultaneously. You're looking at the United Arab League coming to us and saying, defeat the king of Syria, the Assad. You see our president, who emboldened the Muslim Brotherhood, who is the militant arm, and all these Hamas and all these other groups are militant arms of that, empowered them in Egypt. And then when they came to the president, come to America and said, listen, we will pay for this war if you will deal with this issue, the largest stockpile of chemical weapons in the world, if you will help us, we'll pay for the war. So there wasn't a cost involved. There was no cost to the taxpayer. But there's not a military power like America's power. Hmm. And our president, what he did was, when they handed us the football, he handed it to Putin. Hmm. He took the United Arab League, which is made up, what, of 21 nations?
Yeah, 21 nations.
How many millions, how many hundreds of millions of Muslims who came to America for help to be able to deal with an issue there? We gave them to Russia, who's invading Ukraine.
Who Forbes just listed again as the most powerful man in the world for a second time in a row.
Putin. President Putin.
Yes.
And so you're looking at, and so you're seeing that. And then if you go and watch the State of the Nation report and the statements are out of, I mean, you can't take them in context, but if you hear how many times that are, you know, and anybody, it doesn't, I mean, you can, you know, whatever you know, you're free in America to worship who you perceive as God, but you can't stop other people from worshiping God and how they perceive as God. But you see that the representation of our president is continually over and over again for Islam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I consider it my job as the president of the United States to fight against every negative stereotype of Islam in the world. Where it's like, well, that could be a personal goal, mm-hmm. but in regards to, as a president, it's supposed to be protecting Americans and the borders. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of the borders. Mm-hmm. And so you're saying these things happen, and then you're now seeing at the 100-year mark to the day, according to Breitbart here in their article, is that here we are in Washington, D.C., in a Christian church that represents the Christians of America, mm-hmm. where, you know, presidents go to pray, and all, that they're praying to Allah, and they take a Christian out of her own church, and they enforce Sharia law by pulling her out of the place. She didn't have freedom. She didn't have any more constitutional rights to be able to do that, to be able to talk about Jesus in the America, church.
Yeah.
Why people who supposedly were visiting it, and it's like, church, you're going to have to wake up.
Wow.
You can't, just because somebody says they're a Christian, doesn't mean they're a Christian. Right. You know? But they're not. I mean, you know them by their fruit. You know them by their fruit. And so you got to be with people a while, but if people are consistently calling everything God but God, and start talking about other ways to God other than through his son, Jesus Christ, and they no longer preach the cross, they no longer preach the blood of Jesus Christ, and realize the sacrifice that had to be made for us to enter into the kingdom of God, you know, you got to find elsewhere. And we have, and hopefully this will be a related article to this, you can see it on the VFN Torch, but listen, I mean, there's atheists over what we call mega churches. There is, ABC News did a report, and they're interviewing this atheist, and he said, you know, I don't have another occupation. This is the only thing I know to do. And so you had all these people who said they were going to church. Well, this guy has this little black line across his face. It's like, and if you can't recognize that, and he said that even his wife doesn't know.
Oh,
wow.
And then they're interviewing people. We have another article where they're interviewing people coming out of the church and asking them questions like, you know, about the Bible, like how many gospels are there?
All right.
You know, and, you know, different simple little things like how do you spell Jesus? And what happens is people aren't being taught anything, so they don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't judge a student until they actually are taught. I mean, don't give somebody a grade before they actually took the test, and don't give them a test until you taught them something. Mm-hmm. And so what's happening is whatever we're teaching, we're not teaching the simplicity of the gospel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.